রূপমঞ্জরী পদ সেই মোর সম্পদ সেই মোর ভজন পূজন সেই মোর প্রাণ ধন সেই মোর আভরণ সেই মোর জীবনের জীবন সেই মোর রসনিধি সেই মোর বাঞ্ছা সিদ্ধি আর সেই মোর বেদের ধরম সেই ব্রত সেই তাপ সেই মোর মন্ত্র জপ সেই মোর ধরম করম অনুকূল হবে বিধি সে পদে হইবে সিদ্ধি নিরখিব এ দুই নয়নে সে রূপ মাধুরী রাশি প্রাণ কুবলয় রসি প্রফুল্লিত হবে নীতি নয়ি গরলে জারল দেহি চিরদিন তাপিত জীবন আহা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মোর পদ ছায়া প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মোর পদ ছায়া অধম লইল করণ এই গানটি প্রভুপাদ শিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর অপ্রকট কালের পূর্বেতে শিল গুরু মহারাজকে ডেকে নিয়ে এসে তার কাছ থেকে শুনেছিলেন এবং তখন খুব তেজি লোক ছিলেন
স্বামী ঠাকুর জয় পরম করুণাময়
স্বামী ঠাকুর জয় পরম করুণাময়
গতি
আর গতি
Oh, Yeah.
महामहोत्सव की समागत वैष्णव मंडल की परिणाम संकीर्तन की चाहे श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत मठ की जय तदीय सेवक वृंद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिप्राय आचार्य वज्रास्तोत्तर स्वामी महाराज जय श्री सिद्धार्थ गोस्वामी महाराज की समवेत वैष्णव मंडल की और ईस्टर्न वेस्टर्न डिवोटीज की एन गोस्वामी महाराज किसी बोलते पारें बा जनार्दन महाराज किसी बोलते पारें
To recognize who is a Vaishnava and who has got the recognition of a Vaishnava, we take to be Vaishnava. So Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj has got that recognition from Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who got that same recognition from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He quoted the slokas from the song written by Srila Guru Maharaj in separation from Srila Saraswati Thakur, which I cannot represent and won't attempt it. Maharaj has already perfectly represented them. But some of the things that come to our mind are that when Srila Guru Maharaj himself was approached after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada by his leading senior disciples, within a few months after his disappearance, Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to respond by quoting the Bilap Kusmanjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. It says, Sunyayate Mahagostam Girindo Jagarayate Tunde. What is it, Tirthamas? Vyagram tundayate kundam jivatu rahitasyame. That said, in Mahaprabhu's expressed separation in the Shikshastakam, Govinda virahiname, yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam, sunyaitam, what is it? Jagat sarvam. Said, I'm seeing the world is zero in your absence. There's nothing of interest here for me. But Srila Guru Maharaj said, but Das Goswami, he's taken it to another level. And sometimes Srila Guru Dev says 12 times. He's not telling zero, but he's saying, actually, he's giving an intense contrast and comparison by saying, those things which were the source of my inspiration and your presence have now become inimical to me in your absence. So he said, but what are those places? What were the places that were the source of his inspiration? Govardhan, Radha Kundam, the Govardhan, the ultimate serving plane aspiration of all of those in this line, and Radha Kund, the higher plane of service, saying now that Govardhan hill that is so famous and renowned throughout the Puranas and amongst the devotees, it appears to be a python coming to swallow me. And Radha Kundam, that holiest of places, appears to be a tiger's gaping jaws to crush and devour me. Such feelings he expressed in the absence of his Gurudev. And as it was at that time that we first heard his divine grace give the example that gurus like the water, the shishas like the lotus situated in the water, and Krishna is the sun which is nourishing the lotus situated in the water. So Srila Gurudev is known as Ashraya Vigraha. When the disciple is safely situated in the sheltering water of Srila Gurudev, then the Krishna sun is nourishing the lotus disciple. But remove the water, and the Krishna sun burns the lotus. Right. So, Srila Guru Maharaj said that these sort of feelings of separation will naturally descend within the heart of the disciple at that time. And in his Astakam, he wrote, quoted by Srila Gurudev, he gave expression to many different thoughts there about Srila Saraswati Thakur. And in other slokas he has written, when he composed his famous sloka Nikhila Bhuvana Maya, which is known throughout Gaudiya Math and sung by everyone in every temple, popularized by Srila Babaji Maharaj. He said in that particular one, because it's only a few lines, said, if my Guru Maharaj, because this was composed after, he said, if he could hear this, he said, I think that he would say that he has been captured in a cage of poetry. And that sloka, Nikhila Bhuvana Maya, Chinavashchina Kartri, Vibhuta Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, Chitilita Vidhi Raga Radhya Radhe Shadvani, Vilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. May the Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, the words, that kirtan of Saraswati Thakur, because he's saying, Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati, the goddess of speech, we can take here Saraswati to mean Vani, the Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, to mean that divine tune played by him, his kirtan, may that beat, may that flow within our hearts. Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, Vilasitu Hridi Nityam, Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. May it play within our hearts. Here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in 1983, we had the opportunity to present on behalf of the devotees to His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, his first English publication, The Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful. It was on Gaur Purnima day at that time, the evening as the moon rose and shone above over Navadvip Dham. And he said that it marked the 50th anniversary of the Brahma of the Sri Krishna Chaitanya being presented to Srila Saraswati Thakur before to inaugurate the attack on the Western Front to begin the Western preaching. Because he had a very unique conception of kirtan. So, as we describe the book page by page from the cover to the inside to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, so that he could understand what the contents were, at last we came to a picture, that very picture, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there was a caption, an encapsulation beneath that picture of the words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself, but an English encapsulation where he said, he, and I was reading this to him on upstairs, said, he declared totalitarian war against Maya, and even all other existing religious conceptions. And so at the time, when Srila Guru Maharaj heard that, he began to beam and radiate, and he said, if there was no other description of my Guru Maharaj given in this book, not another word, he would be fully represented there in this description. So he declared that kirtan means a fight. It is a fight of the Krishna conception against the Mayic misconception. Of course, we're always inclined, and it doesn't mean we're going to sell the coal and kartals. No, we understand kirtan in the general sense. But he's giving some revolutionary conception of what kirtan means by saying it means a fight. It's a fight. Krishna conception against the Mayic misconception. And whatever he said, however revolutionary and shocking, there's always some shastric basis, some precedent for what achinoti yashastartam. He's always extracting the meaning from the scripture. And it's interesting that when he was giving mantram to one man who was a double agent during the war, so I guess it means the first war, and in England, but this man was a double agent spy, whatever. So, no, he was giving him Harinam, actually, at that time. And he chose a particular example to describe how the holy name of Krishna enters the heart and what are the effects of that. And he said, to him, because every time someone gets Harinam, some instructions Gurudev is giving. And general instructions, but sometimes some specific instructions or something unique according to the inspiration at that time. And at that time, he felt inspired to say, he said, the Krishna conception must be allowed to land in our heart the way the Navy lands the soldiers on the shore. We heard yesterday many slokas about Gurudev. He's Tirthamarju, that Karna, what is it? Karnadaram. He's the captain of the ship from the Bhagavatam. The human form of life is the boat. There are many examples like this. Guru Maharaj saying, the great Mahatmas are the lighthouses that help us cross the ocean of nations. So many of this style example are being given. But here, he's giving something unique. He said, the Navy, they're bringing so many soldiers on the ships. And then what do? In English, they establish what is called a beachfront or beachhead. They land all the soldiers there, and that's where they start the assault. It's from the shore. And then, meter by meter, they start gaining some ground until they can go further and further. So he said, first, we must allow the Krishna conception to land within our heart. Right? He is single-handedly responsible for the Krishna conception landing in the hearts of millions of people around the world. We can, but the mystery of Krishna consciousness is, you could say, he's single-handedly responsible. He's responsible, he's responsible, he's responsible. But, or if you had to pass the bhakti, it would go all the way back to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Right? Bhakti Vinod Thakur is God for all practical purposes, if you want to understand who he is. Guru Dham, Gunta Dham, Gauda Dham, Dham, Nama Dham, Buddha, Bhakti Dham, Buri Dham, Bande, Bhakti Vinoda Dham, Sada. What do we get from Bhakti Vinoda Thakur? Everything. Next question. Who did we get it through? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right? Because Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, Guru Dham, Gunta Dham, Gauda Dham, Dham, Nama Dham. He gave us the abode of Mahaprabhu and Navadip Dham. He gave us all of our literature. But he also gave us Guru. Guru Dham. He's the giver of Guru as well. He gave Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the world. After he had extracted all necessary Gaudiya Siddhanta and put it in the form of the simplest form of simple Bengali songs and republished Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, another 100 books, uniquely describing what this is. Still, we're told he left the word world wailing, crying that to Krishna that, I could not serve you, my Lord. I tried to do something. I was a failure. I was unsuccessful. But before, that was his mood. But before leaving the world, he prayed, we hear sometimes, to Mahaprabhu, and is indicated in the songs quoted by Srila Gurudev, that Mahaprabhu send one of his own men to this world, that would be required. And so, in one of the songs, it says very beautifully, poetically, that as Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, and then Gaurachandra, he set in Puri. Then from Puri again came out Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he brought it back to Navadvip, to Bengal. Very, and I can't represent it, but it's very beautifully given there. Rose in Navadvip, set in Puri, rose again in Puri, came back to Navadvip. And then from there, spread out around the world. Once when I was returning to America, there are many people who think and behave and act as if America is the center of the universe. And that sort of flow has gone through me from time to time. So as I was leaving, Srila Guru Maharaj sat and he said, now you are returning, you're going to some remote corner of the world. And I thought, he's right. He said, and he could see my face, and he said, this is your home. This is the center, this is the seat of this type of thought. It's all springing out from here. And now, in service to that, you're going to some remote corner of the world. And so, readjusted, I began to move under the influence of that conception. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, it's from here that he spread it everywhere. But Srila Gurudev mentioned in Calcutta one morning that said, after the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur could recognize in the baby this was a Siddha Mahapurush who had descended, that his prayer had been answered. But as was the case with the verification of the Yog Pit as being the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, he asked Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to come to his home for a 3-day festival and to present the Siddha Mahapurush baby to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj for also his divine verification. Just as we hear in the time, when Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaita comes. And we hear, if Advaita bows his head to a non-shalagram, it will shatter. And we're saying, that Advaita approaches the baby, Mahaprabhu, that baby, Nimai Pandit, puts his lotus feet upon the head of Advaita Acharya. And the only thing, if anything was cracking, it was Advaita Acharya's heart. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur held a 3-day festival at the house, and with Jagannath Das Babaji and other great Vaishnavas came there, and they observed the symptoms of a Siddha Mahapurush in this child, and had a grand celebration. That the real savior of the Western world and Eastern world had in fact appeared. But his nature, because remember again on this point about kirtan, and don't misunderstand it, just understand that Krishna consciousness is infinite. And just when you think of you conceive that you've conceived something properly, opposite sort of conception will come to humble you. So I once asked Guru Maharaj, I said, so I look, see the pictures of Saraswati Thakur with all the kirtaniyas and everything. I said, so did he used to sing and dance at the kirtan? And Guru Maharaj laughed. Guru Maharaj, he said, inconceivable. He said, he was not seen externally to sing and dance. Said, but his every movement was dance, and everything that ever came out of his mouth was song. Everything he ever spoke was kirtan, and all of his divine movements were dance, because he descended from the plane where all speech is song, all movement is dance. And that person who, because of his willingness, he said, he possessed the sweetness of Vrindavan within. And then he said, and it could only be detected within. He was not externally. He said, what was his external position? That of a devastator. He said, like in the Maidan, Tithamars, what is that where they have a challenge, someone, a wrestler, you know, he will challenge, I'll take on anyone, no one can defeat me, and they go to the Maidan, so it has some name, but Guru Maharaj told, that's Saraswati Thakur's, was his preaching style, the opposite of what we generally take to be the mood of Vaishnavas. He was saying, I challenge anyone, no one can defeat this. But actually it is consistent with the mood of Vaishnavas. Because Kaviraj Goswami, when he's saying, Jagai Madhai Hoite Murise Papishta Purishera Kita Hoite Murise Lagishta, he's saying, I am lower than the worm in the stool. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. But what I'm telling you, Krishna Lilamrita Sartar Shata Shatadar, about Mahaprabhu, there's nothing higher than this. This is the ultimate reality. There is no higher conception than Mahaprabhu. But I am occupying this lower position. But I have no doubt and lack no faith or amount of courage in presenting boldly to you the Krishna conception of Mahaprabhu. So his kirtan was a fight against the Mayic misconception to make propaganda in favor of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement. And he instilled in his disciples this do or die. When we talk about the landing the soldiers on the shore, another of Gurudev's example, when after another system is to let the soldiers go from the ship and then sink the ship or set the ship on fire, there's no turning back. So it's a one-way ticket. Guru Maharaj would say, not cutting a return ticket. He didn't allow that. Right? He wanted to take immediate total possession And not by a gradual process, but sarva dharmam parityajamam ekam sharanam braja. Give up everything, surrender now, surrender today, surrender here. For good, forever. So that Saraswati Thakur lived across the in Mayapur in the jungle. Guru Maharaj said, I was not attracted by any building. They're living, Gaudiya Math, they didn't, had not yet any impressive architecture. So, but what impressed me was the dignity of his Krishna conception. That I wanted to offer myself to. And that Saraswati Thakur came out of seclusion, favoring kirtan over smaran. Right? He came out and began this campaign. And he once was telling some judge, lawyer, someone that he said, 10 years ago I was sitting in seclusion in Mayapur, now I've got 500 men trained to say what I say. They think what I think. They distribute what I've given them, this Krishna conception. And they're crisscrossing India, and we're going to take this out of India and around the world and spread Krishna consciousness worldwide. Now I've got that. And that man said, are you trying to convert me? And he said, yes. And he said, if you could listen to me for 5 minutes, you would be converted. But you can't give me 5 minutes of your undivided attention, so that transmission necessary to impregnate Krishna conception in you, you won't allow. But yes, I am trying to convert you. Guru Maharaj said that they would sometimes see him pounding on the table as he would speak, the blood going through the lotus stalk of his nuts, flushing his lotus face, pink, red, white, pink, like that. And Guru Maharaj said, then I could understand what I'd read about lotus face was now I could see before me an actual face that had turned into a lotus flower. But with intensity, we couldn't imagine such a lotus. And while he was pounding on the table, Guru Maharaj said, half the people or more, they didn't understand what he was saying. But the intensity was so great, it was transcending the circumstance, entering their hearts and converting them. This is when Srila Guru Maharaj was in South India and some man said, Swamiji, you should learn Tamil. Go, you're talking Bengali, learn Tamil, go back, we like you, but learn Tamil, come back and then preach to the people. Everyone is Tamil speaking here. And Guru Maharaj said, if a man is drowning in the Kunda, right, should I first go to learn Tamil? Right, before I tell someone about this. Or, on account of the urgency of the situation, by gesticulation, just somehow I'll convey to you the seriousness, the urgency of this situation. That is the mood of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Guru Maharaj said they found one man who was cultivating, plowing the fields. His service was to plow the fields. Like we saw so many rice fields that belonged to the Mat. This man, Seva, was to plow those fields. But he was seen with a book, learning English, A, B, C. And they said, Prabhu, why are you learning English? And he said, well, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was saying, we've got to take this to the West, to the English-speaking countries. Maybe I will plow the fields of America. And Guru Maharaj's point was, it was that deeply instilled in his followers that this would be taken to the Western world, to the English-speaking and particularly, and then making its entrance there. From there, then capture everyone else. So, others will speak, and I just want to say something about the spirit, the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We're all, the only reason that anyone from the West is sitting here on this day is because of his mercy. He would not allow his disciples to enter seclusion. And that is for our eternal benefit. And they could have, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, could have stayed in Vrindavan, he was in his final days, no one would have criticized him for just devoting himself, studying the books of Rupa and Sanatana, the Goswami Granths, taking Krishna Nam, and observing Vaishnava Sadachara and Vrindavan. No one would have criticized that. But he's a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is, who created a suicide squad of people ready to put their lives on the line to give someone, to give one other person Krishna consciousness. Srila Guru Maharaj himself said he favored Nirjan Bhajan personally. He said, but I knew my Guru Maharaj would not approve of that. So I took the middle route. I established Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, would not be an aggressive preacher, but neither would I turn anyone away. And when the time came, he said, when the Western world, who he was asked to also go and preach to, was presented on his doorstep, he said, what should I do? Send them away. My Guru Maharaj wanted me to go and preach in the Western world. I could not do that at the time. Now the Western world is at my gate. Should I tell the guard, send them away? No. So sometimes we would joke that the mountain came to Muhammad. Muhammad could not go to the mountain came to Muhammad. And at that time, not that Srila Guru Maharaj gave some old rehashed version of some rudimentary rote recitation of Gaudiya Math's doctrine, but he gave the most fresh and vital Krishna conception ever revealed in the world. Surpassing all the his predecessors, he gave this Krishna conception of Mahaprabhu, search for Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful, and his golden volcano of divine love is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took what the predecessor charges had given and made it, what I mean to say is, made it accessible to the people of the modern world. So he said, my Guru Maharaj, he stored many things with me and I've been keeping them. And now you've come and they're all coming out, what he stored with me. So it's all by divine plan. We're very fortunate, most fortunate, to be here today and get some opportunity to glorify Bhagawan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And this marks the disappearance day when he disappeared from this world. With that conception of Rupa and Raghunath that he wanted the world inundated with was instilled so deeply in his followers, they've now taken it all over the world, and fallen souls like myself have the opportunity to be recipients of that mercy, and I bow down to his lotus feet and all of you today. Janardhan Maharaj.
Appreciate very much hearing from Shripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj. He's speaking on glories of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's divine disappearance. And some things also that come to mind when he's mentioning how when Srila Guru Maharaj was asked about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati singing or dancing in kirtan, and he replied, inconceivable. Could not conceive of Srila's Prabhupada dancing in kirtan or singing in kirtan. Yet when we hear Prapana Jivanamrita, there when Srila Guru Maharaj is presenting the Ishta Devata, that Ishta Devata is described as Gaura Saraswati. And who is Gaura Saraswati? He's the personification of the kirtan message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is coming through him. that, and also in relationship with that, that when he also chose to transmit his message prior to his disappearance, he also chose a man who wasn't known as a kirtan man. That is, that as Srila Govinda Maharaj was explaining, Guru Maharaj had done some guard duty. This was a few months or shortly before his disappearance. Guru Maharaj had been on guard duty, just as we see sometimes our Siddhanti Maharaj. He's doing guard duty. Guru Maharaj took that time of watching the devotees, everything. When others would be taking rest, Guru Maharaj would, when they would be getting up, Guru Maharaj would take some rest. So early in the morning, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he asked that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj will sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. But Guru Maharaj had gone to take rest. Someone went to call Guru Maharaj and he came there. And there's also Srila Govinda Maharaj's remark, Guru Maharaj was not known as a kirtan singer. Once Govinda Maharaj said he was no more as a kirtan dancer, but not as the singer. So when asked to sing, then Srila Guru Maharaj showed naturally some shyness, some hesitation. And perceiving that, Kunja Babu, who later became Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, he was present and he was the general secretary of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. That, in fact, sometimes it is said that Srila Saraswati Thakur showed so much exclusive predilection or dependence on Kunja Babu for the pushing on of the movement, that the way Govinda Maharaj has described it is just as a ring or a jewel cannot be made out of pure gold. Some alloy is necessary. So that alloy has been compared to what gave some substance, or you can say some hardness, to the form. Saraswati Thakur's message like pure gold. And he depended something on Kunja Babu for some management, some execution on that level. And being present there at the time, Kunja Babu seeing Guru Maharaj's hesitation in singing, he asked another personality present to sing that Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. What is Brahmachari name? Pranavananda Brahmachari. Pranavananda, right? And that person began to sing. But again, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he interrupted that. And he said, no, I'm not interested in just hearing the melody. And he again asked Srila Guru Maharaj to sing. So, and as we also heard, those present perceived that there was what they called a power transmission, which some transference of responsibility. We also heard of transference when Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I started to say something else, but when Mahaprabhu disappeared in Puri, then like the rays of the setting sun transferred to the moon, and Srila Saraswati Thakur appeared there in Puri. Also, those present talked about transmission of power from Srila Saraswati Thakur, and that they then afterwards took shelter of Srila Guru Maharaj. They had already perceived in Guru Maharaj that some acknowledgement from Saraswati Thakur that Guru Maharaj could properly present his line of thinking and his full conception. And they began to, the godbrothers of Guru Maharaj, even those who were senior, they began to take shelter and come to this Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat for having Guru Maharaj's, you know, association, we can say. And it was during that time also Srila Govinda Maharaj was present, and he got that association of Guru Maharaj's exalted godbrothers. And Guru Maharaj himself described it, although Govinda Maharaj personally never met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was as if that he had had that, you know, we can say training, and in effect he did. He had that by Guru Maharaj and by Guru Maharaj's godbrothers. And Govinda Maharaj is also described on one occasion when Srila Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj came, then that Goswami Maharaj was offering full Shashtanga Dandavats to Guru Maharaj. And Govinda Maharaj made some remark, because we can say that Goswami Maharaj was senior. He is in time in the Gaudiya Math to Guru Maharaj, that in fact, you know, he is that personality, like leader personality. And when he's offering his Shashtanga Dandavats to Guru Maharaj, then Govinda Maharaj made some remark to the effect, you know, about maybe his seniority. And then he said, but made some, in a joking way, we can say, he said, you do not know what is present in the sannyas mantra, or what it means to be sannyas, take sannyas guru. Explaining that, you know, Guru Maharaj had given him some, we can say, some substance, some entrance into that divine conception presented or transmitted through Srila Saraswati Thakur. So we have Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he disappeared in, what was it, the last day of, as I said, the first day of 1937, last day of 1936, this day, because we're going by the actual Titi, which is today, of and 1 year. Anyway, I won't remark that, but there is some distinction between disappearance and the Avirbhav celebration. Govinda Maharaj observed that, but myself, I came to this mission at the time of Saraswati Thakur's appearance in February, came here. Goswami Maharaj talked about Guru Maharaj quoting that we should not cut a return ticket. But I came here with a return ticket. I've been in Vrindavan, I came by train, I had a return ticket on the train. But when I got here, I perceived something unique that Guru Maharaj was transmitting. And luckily, I never got to use that return ticket. In fact, I never really went back to reclaim my possessions. Fortunately, I had my passport with me. So, it is true that we really are greatly enriched because through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some of his principal persons, we can say his parshad devotees like Guru Maharaj, and I would also include even Govinda Maharaj, you know, as that we have gotten some, we can say, some substantial connection with reality. I'm not saying that have the substance to be able to perceive that, but it is certainly our wealth, and we can say our, what is it, is our, her, what is the word?
Inheritance,
that is the word. Inheritance. So, other Vaishnavas, they'll speak today. and I want to offer my Dandavat Pranams to the divine lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj, to all the Vaishnavas in remembrance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Can you hold this? Thank you.